Nighttime exterior. Tara, a young strawberry blonde, eats a hot dog.
You sure you don't want a bite?
Yeah, no, I'm
Evan, her scruffy-faced date, keeps checking his phone.
Sounds like someone's having fun.
He wears a denim jacket over a red plaid hoodie. Tara licks her fingers.
There's my next date, so I guess...
Tara reaches into her purse to grab her phone.
Gotta get that selfie to remember this night vibe.
She holds up the phone, and Evan forces a smile.
Perfect.
Evan nods and walks off. Tara looks at her phone for notifications. She notices the house party on the corner. Lights hang on the porch and are strung in the bushes. She takes a seat on the trunk of a car and watches on. Seriously? Nick, with her long blonde hair, approaches the party. Tara notices
her. Happy New Year. I'll see you in there.
What were you thinking?
What?
Nick turns to face Tara.
What was I thinking?
Just guy stuff.
It's New Year's. There's a lot of pressure. So what happened? You get stood up?
Yeah. It can't be this complicated, right? To find the one person who, like, completes you.
Nick speaks with her arms wide open.
Isn't that a line from a movie?
Yeah. One of the best. I mean, when Renee rose up and joined him, it was just... Wow.
Wow.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I am going to rise up and I'm going to ring in this...
Tara nods.
Hey, do you want to come with me?
My NTU date totally just found someone else to ring all this in with.
Tara slides off the trunk of the car.
Are you serious? Okay, that's it. We're definitely doing this thing.
They walk arm in arm up the stairs of the house.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Lauren emerges from the front door with a red party cup in hand. She hugs Nick hard.
Champagne? Oh, I'm good. I'll wait until the countdown.
I will take some.
Tara, right?
She drunkenly hands Tara a cup.
I am Lauren, your hostess with the mostest.
Hey, Laura, are you okay? You usually take it easy at your own parties.
Yeah, well, your boyfriend didn't just change the plans on you, which he didn't take what I want into account.
Lauren stumbles and Tara catches her.
You want to sit down?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should sit down. Let's need to sit down.
The girls take a seat on the couch beside Sydney, who's wiping her tears and drinking from her pink travel mug.
Hello, you're Sydney, that track star.
That's me. I made pakoras. They're inside.
She made pakoras. You see, now that...
Lauren slaps her on the shoulder,
thank you.
Her sparkly blouse shimmering in the light.
Are you okay?
Nick comforts Sydney.
Yeah, I'm fine. My boyfriend dumped me. Number four.
Join that club because Nick here just got stood up. Lauren just had
Tara grabs the champagne and fills Sydney's pink travel mug.
Maybe we should just call ourselves the Broken Heart Club.
Well, okay, maybe we are right now, but the one we're meant to be with has got to be out there somewhere, right? We just have to be the smart, strong women that we are and start making good choices.
Nick singles out
like,
Tara.
No more into you. You're not going to find your soulmate on there.
I'd have to.
Tara holds up her phone.
I wasn't looking, but...
And deletes the app.
And done.
Well, I guess that means I'm dumping Peter.
No. Or you two love each other.
If that's true, then I'd give him another chance. Talk it out.
Yeah, but remind him of what you...
Lauren points to Tara in agreement.
And then maybe I should talk to Byron and give him another shot.
No. No. Sorry, four dumps is not a charm.
Ladies, look at us. We're solving each other's romantic crises. So, we are not a
All the women share a smile.
For the love club.
I like it.
They nod in agreement.
Okay. Well, let's think about it. To always have each other's backs
when our hearts miss. Okay.
Nick grabs the bottle from the table.
To the love club.
Ooh. They cheers. Tara snaps a selfie. The Love Club, Tara. Nighttime aerial view of the cityscape. Busy downtown nighttime traffic. Holiday lights line the streets. 10 years later, Tara performs with her band on stage.
Happy
various audience members enjoy the groove. The curly-haired Sam makes eye contact with Tara. Sam applauds, a wide smile on his face.
Thank you. We'll be right back after a short break.
Tara places the microphone back in the stand and slowly walks off the stage.
Oh.
Great set.
She leans on the bar beside Sam.
The crowd seemed to like it.
He presents her with a gift, sitting in a red and white bag.
This is for you. It's just some goodies that I put together, kind of like a stocking, but...
Tara takes out the tissue paper and tosses it aside. She pulls out a miniature Christmas stocking. She holds a bag with candy rings inside.
You're not proposing, are you?
No. Yeah, it's just the shelves were pretty cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
I have been thinking, though.
Tara prepares herself.
We started the new year as an official couple.
Here we go.
Sam is confused.
Nothing. No, that's what makes... this so great. Us, we're just hanging out, having fun, right?
Yeah, sure, but
so let's keep it that way. Casual, no so-called commitment
or any possibility of marriage.
Till death do you part is not a reality.
Tara is horrified.
Wait, so you're saying you don't ever want to commit or marry or...
Not if I don't have to.
Sam is shocked and disappointed.
Hey, I get it. You want to ring in the new year with someone who wants all that?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's all good. Seriously.
Tara blows him off.
I should get back to my set.
Sam is crushed.
See you around, Sam.
She gives him a little peck on the cheek. She leaves the stand-up bar, stops, and checks her phone. I hope you are not alone for the holidays, Mom. She puts the phone back in her pocket and forces a smile at the guitar player.
Wow, what a night, people. Am I right? Not just because it's Christmas, which means New Year's is just around the corner.
Some of the patrons check their phones.
In fact,
others grow restless.
Right here, right now. Because I am done. I'm so done with having to explain myself. So take note.
One patron begins to video.
Marriage or anything official, because all that means is that you're officially headed for disappointment. And I have enough of that right here, working and booking talent and hoping for my own big break. So this New Year's, 'tis the year to be Tara.
She throws her arm up in the air. Outside exterior of Mike's lounge, the open sign turns off. Inside, Kyle cleans up while swiping through his dating app. Brody, Eli... Tara approaches, empties in hand.
Let me guess.
She places them on the table.
Either.
Oh, you got that.
Kyle
right.
Wears a brown and pine leaf printed shirt.
Why don't you head out? I'll wrap up here.
Tara continues tidying the table.
Thanks. Merry ho ho.
Kyle grabs his coat and exits through the back. A patron enters from the back.
Tara?
We're closed.
Yeah, I know.
Noah stands in his tight jeans and brown leather jacket.
Book a gig before New Year's.
He stands at the back near the bar.
The barman's left, so...
That's okay. I just need your piano.
Knock yourself
out. He points towards the stage. He smiles as he walks past Tara. He trots up on stage and takes a seat behind the piano. Tara grabs her trays of empties from the table and walks them to the back. The piano sits in the center of the stage between the lights and the speakers. Tara puts her tray on the bar counter and stops to listen. She leans against the bar, hand on hip. Tara is lost in his performance. The Christmas lights sparkle the bar glasses behind her. A circular Mike's Lounge sign is backlit with blue neon at the back of the stage. Tara stands affixed, the blue and pink neon music sign behind her.
I figured it was still the season, but I can play something jazzier.
No, that was nice. You're booked. Tomorrow night.
Really?
Noah smiles wide and slaps his thigh. Nice. Tara smiles.
I'm Noah, by the way.
Tara.
They shake hands.
Nice to meet you.
Tara takes her tray behind the bar.
So you're the manager?
Manager.
Noah leans his elbows on the bar.
Talent.
So you're chasing the dream, too?
Always.
She grabs two tumblers from the bar shelf.
You want one?
Yes. Thank you. I've been on the road a while.
Noah takes a seat on the stool.
Coming from?
Oh, a casino gig at the Royalton?
Tara free pours a shot.
Retired circus performer.
I mean, you can't do a handstand and play the piano?
You know what?
She places the ornate square bottle on the bar.
I'm all too familiar with those gigs. Birthday parties, cruise ships. I mean, you're never really appreciated, no matter how good your cover is.
I mean, I've written a whole whack.
Framed vinyls are mounted on the wall behind Noah.
Well, you can play them here.
Tara ponders, raises her glass. They share a drink. Tara walks around the bar. She reaches into her pocket to grab her phone. She sighs heavily.
Mom again.
She turns her glance to Noah.
Selfie. She's on the other coast. It would make her stop worrying for like a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Noah throws his hands up. He stands from the stool. He moves in close behind her. Tara snaps the selfie.
So what's the worry?
Oh, that her single daughter will never tie the proverbial knot, which if you were here earlier, you'd know I'm totally cool with.
Tara leans against the bar.
Fact.
Tara has an epiphany.
See this?
She grabs the bag of candy rings.
This ring. I am officially making a commitment to myself.
She places
sorry,
the red
Mom,
candy ring onto her finger.
I'm living this year how I want. And what I want is a recording deal. That's all.
Cheers to that.
Noah raises his glass.
Because
they cheers.
I heard that Garth Bryant might be in town scouting.
Garth Bryant of Micah Records.
That's what I heard. That's why I drove down. I'm hoping that he hears me, and then, bam, I'll get my recording contract.
Huh.
On that note, I should go. I parked my van in...
Noah stands and makes his way to the back. He stops and turns.
For the gig, for the drink. See you tomorrow.
See you.
Noah strolls towards the rear exit. Tara watches. She turns back to the bar and looks at her phone. Mom. She sends the selfie of her and Noah. She sips from her glass. Sun rises over the cityscape. Under blue and green blankets, we see Tara begin to awake. She wears cream pajamas with an orange print. She stretches her arms above her head. She yawns. She looks over at the candy ring on the end table. She picks it up. Examines it a little closer. She looks over at the end table and sees the selfie of the girls from New Year's. She grabs her phone.
I know I'm a bit late with the tidings.
Nick is cuddled with Josh on the couch.
Mary, my three besties.
They're eating popcorn. She checks her phone.
It will officially be 10 years since we met and single-handedly solved all our romantic problems like the rock stars we are.
Sydney and Theo prep for their jog. Sydney checks her phone.
I can't think of any other
Theo
women.
Theo opens the door and stretches while waiting. Lauren preps a breakfast for her daughter, Stephanie. She checks her messages.
And if you are, I don't care. We're doing this.
Her husband approaches and kisses her on the cheek. He hands her a coffee.
Welcome.
Tara grabs a microwave meal off the counter. She walks over and takes a seat at the table. She places her bowl and coffee down. She pulls back the cellophane and takes a large forkful of the rice and veggie.
Her
iPad displays a video conference call.
Excuse me.
It's the Love Club.
It's still not over. I still have 30 Hallmark movies to watch. Thank you.
Of course you do. So, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Tara wears a green sweater and a white blouse.
I thought you were calling on us because you're in some kind of romantic cluster.
No. In fact, I have amazing news. I'm finally making a commitment.
What? You are? To who?
Myself.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm committing to loving myself and making sure the world knows how fab I am. So, I was thinking, why not make a party out of it, huh? So what do you guys say? Will you guys help me plan my big day?
Oh, When you say big date, do you mean like a wedding for yourself? Because I mean, that's totally a thing now.
God, no. But it could also be like a 10-year reunion since we took a vow. How fun would that be?
Theo could handle things at the restaurant.
Well, yeah, and Josh and I can always redo New Year's. We could go on a romantic getaway or...
Okay, we get it. Now, Lauren, we can't do this without the hostess with the mostest.
I can use a warm holiday.
Awesome. I'm gonna have a room rocking and ready. See y'all later.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Aerial view of traffic down the rocky coastline. The quaint downtown. Tara exits the front door of her red brick house.
Ladies, welcome to my
She walks
island.
Through the chain link gate, arms in the air. Inside, a bright white kitchen is accented by orange bar stools.
Heads up, there's only a queen and a single, so two of you will have to share.
Mm-hmm. I'll let the three of you sort that out.
She hands Lauren a key.
I'm going to go finish up at the club. But
Lauren removes her tan coat. Later. Yeah. Tara speed hugs the girls as she makes her way out the door. She closes the front door behind her.
All right. So who gets the bed?
Rock, paper, scissors?
The girls throw their hands in the air. Sydney wins. She clenches her fists in victory.
A competitor in you is still alive and well.
Lauren's looking at her phone.
I want to see what Peter just sent me. What? So his marketing team stays on top of what's going viral right now, and it looks like Tara...
She shows the girls the video from the night of Tara's rant.
...or anything official, because all that means is that you're officially headed for disappointment.
Wow, okay, maybe right everything's here. Not quite as fab as she says it is.
Hoping for my own big break.
The girls are suddenly concerned, but entertained. Outside exterior of Mike's lounge.
You guys are going to love this place.
Interior of Mike's, Noah sets up the keyboard. The Love Club enters, led by Tara.
Kyle, can we get a bottle of the house red? Thanks.
They walk to the corner of the club and take a seat on the dark leather couches.
Well... I didn't want to ruin your big day.
Nick slips off her red gloves.
I kind of wanted to surprise you, so...
Nick throws her hand forward. She's wearing an engagement ring.
Gosh, I'm so
Lauren takes her by the hand.
Thank you.
They hug.
Don't worry, I'll
take this. A neon lounge room sign adorns the back wall.
What about you, Sid? Any wedding bells for you and Theo?
Oh, no. We're thinking of opening up another restaurant first.
Maybe I can help
you. Kyle approaches with their wine.
That's a good idea. You know, you did an amazing job right now.
He places the bottle on the table.
Weren't you and Peter thinking?
Noah provides background music.
Yeah, but we're going to do a second honeymoon first.
Oh.
I know. Grossly adorable.
Nick slaps Lauren's knee.
I mean, I should probably treat myself to a little getaway, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, speaking of that, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Why?
Well, because of this.
I don't.
Lauren presents the viral video.
Anything official, because all that means is that you're officially headed for disappointment, and I have enough of that right here.
Wow, I mean, that's looking like one of my greater performances.
It is epically awesome.
Right?
Look.
Lauren puts her phone back in her purse.
Noah there, he got it.
She raises her glass to Noah. He waves back.
This whole
the girls notice the odd connection.
All I focus on are my dreams of becoming a serious singer. So if a ring on my finger that I put there myself reminds me of that, then what's wrong with that? Yeah, I mean, it did bring all four of us together again.
And we could renew
our Sydney reaches into her large bag. She pulls out her pink travel mug.
I do not still have that.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Nick puts her hands on her head.
Interior designer self is a tad bit confused. Am I decorating for a New Year's party or a commitment ceremony?
No. Now, I was thinking I need a fabulous outfit. Maybe a new ring, seeing as I ate the last one.
What?
Huh?
So, cheers, ladies, to the year.
Tara raises her glass. The girls join her.
The Love Club. Cheers.
They drink. Mike's lounge, end of the night. Noah shakes hands with a patron.
Thank goodness we're just around the block because I'm exhausted.
Well, you guys go on ahead. I'm going to...
The girls walk towards the exit.
For the big day.
What? But aren't you going to be the headliner for the Year of Tara?
Of course.
Tara walks along the side of the bar.
I know just the person.
She smiles and walks over to greet Noah at the stage.
Oh, man.
You think Noah and Tara have been inspiring each other in other ways?
Well... know. He's cute. I just don't know if he's really your type.
Well, what's her type? I mean, I've never known Tara to be in an actual relationship. Let's go.
Lauren and Sydney walk away arm in arm. Nick stops, smiles, and follows.
Here's a little bread for your job.
Tara hands Noah his pay.
Almost enough to buy a whole loaf.
Well, I got another gig if you want to buy a loaf and some jam.
Noah wears a dark green t-shirt.
Sure. What is it?
How would you like to be my musical accompaniment for my commitment party?
Tara, in a green dress with gold striping.
You're really going full on with that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, that's how I roll. So, what do you say?
I don't know.
You could play some of your original hits.
Sure. Why not?
Great. We only have a few days, so tomorrow, go over the playlist.
Yes, ma'am.
She flirts as she turns. Aerial view of the sun rising over the city.
You know what?
Nick and Lauren are seated at a table in a small restaurant.
Just for the invites.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Tara is kind of marrying herself.
Yes.
And then people will be expecting something super traditional, and they'll be shocked when it's something
totally Tara.
Exactly. Yeah. I just really hope she's doing this for the right reasons.
You know what? I'm sure she knows what she wants.
Tara enters the restaurant.
Hey, hi.
Oh, she tosses her black jacket over the chair and takes a seat.
Where's Sid?
She grabs a coffee.
She's checking out the kitchen to see if it's big enough to cater the party. Or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Great.
And where are we at with the planning?
First on my list is the venue, which we have, right?
Yeah, I have a
Tara puts down her coffee and reaches into her back pocket.
Guest list.
She drops the paper on the table.
I know we'll make it fun.
Nick unfolds
it. My computer has all the contacts, so feel free to use it.
Okay, perfect. So, Nick, why don't you and Sid handle that? And how about you and I go look at that fab outfit?
Yes.
Let's do this.
All right, you guys have fun, okay?
All right.
Lauren and Tara get up from the table.
So
Lauren grabs her bag and her coat. Tara tosses her jacket over her shoulders.
So, like, sequins
Nick chuckles. Daytime exterior, Mike's lounge. Nick sits at Tara's messy desk. Sydney looks through the shelves of stuff.
There we go. Invitations sent. Except
Sydney continues to examine every knickknack.
This list that Tara gave us, I don't recognize any family on here, do you?
No, but Tara doesn't really talk about her family.
What about her mom? I mean, they're close, right?
I guess.
And we should send her an invitation because she should not do this party without her mom.
Nick digs through Tara's contacts.
Where?
There's a video call request on Tara's iPad. It's her mom.
I'd say that's a sign. Hi, Tara's mom.
Nick waves.
How are you?
Oh, I'm Nick, and this is Sydney. We're her friends from college.
Mom, with her red hair and blue eyes, isn't impressed.
No, she's out right now with our other friend, Lauren. They are shopping for her big day.
Mom is confused.
Okay. That's right. Tara put a ring on it.
She's getting married.
Oh, no, not really. I mean, it's more of just a party for her commitment to her.
Tara grabs the iPad.
What are you two doing?
She clutches it tightly to her chest.
Tara?
It's me.
I can't believe it. My prayers have been answered. You're getting married.
I'm sorry, what?
No, not really. No, it's more of a wedding, a marriage to herself.
Her husband, yeah. Yeah, marry your husband.
The girls look at each other confused.
Is that man you sent me a selfie of on Christmas?
Yes, that's the one. It's all been a whirlwind, so that's why I haven't told you.
Well, I'm just so happy my little girl won't be alone anymore.
I know, Mom.
The girls excuse themselves from the conversation.
Sydney
pulling Nick on the chair as it rolls away.
I have a work emergency to deal with.
Tara snaps and stops them.
I have to go, but I promise I'll call you later. Love you.
Tara ends the video call. She's angry with the girls.
What have you two done?
I'm sorry, Tara. I thought it would be cute if the invitations said that you were getting married. I mean, you said so yourself.
Tara takes off her coat and throws it on the table.
Kind of like you're marrying yourself.
No. Okay, no, it's not the same. And I know in your world, Nick, everything is white weddings and roses, but it's not in mine.
For the record, I don't want to take the call.
Okay, can we just backtrack here?
Nick removes her jacket.
Why not just tell your mom that this whole thing is about you committing to yourself?
Because she would never understand. But you guys heard her. She's been praying for me to find someone. I mean, look at this.
Tara motions behind the girls.
This.
She reaches into the closet.
This is what she sent me last year as a Christmas gift.
And pulls out her mother's wedding dress. She drapes it across the dining room table.
Is this vintage?
It's her old wedding dress.
That's so sweet.
No, it's not. You don't gift someone a wedding dress that's not planning on getting married.
It is a bit passive-aggressive.
Lauren takes a seat at the table.
She doesn't get that I don't need to be with someone. But since I'm her only child, she worries. And I just keep reassuring her.
How?
By making her think that I'm not alone. Okay, so remember that New Year's when we met? I told Nick that my online date found someone else to ring in the New Year with, but really it was because of me. I told him to.
Why?
Nick is surprised.
I just swiped on him to show my mom I wouldn't be alone. So instead of being a total jerk, I cut him loose in exchange for a selfie. I have spent the better half of my 20s reassuring my mom, so you can understand why it would crush her to find out I'm committed to a lifetime of being on my own.
So that's what you're gonna do?
Doesn't sound very fab to me.
Well, neither does ending up like her. I saw what it did to her when my dad left us. And I'm not like you guys, okay? I'm not you, Nick. A romantic searching for my soulmate. Instead, I'm not like you. I've never pined after anyone. And Lauren, despite some bumps, you really found a good guy in Pete.
Lauren nods in agreement.
I'm better on my own. Okay, so now we just need to figure out how to fix this whole mom issue.
Why don't you just tell her the wedding's off?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like she's okay with all the fake dates that don't work out.
You know what? You're right. All I need to do is send her a few selfies of me and my fiancé, maybe a quick video call, and then wait a couple weeks and boom, wedding's off.
That's not what I meant exactly.
Oh, I don't want to ruin her New Year. Plus, this will give me time to soften the blow.
The Love Club is stunned.
All I need to do is convince Noah to play along.
Daytime exterior, Mike's lounge.
This is my wedding playlist.
Noah hands Tara the list.
Well, that's just a sample of the kind of songs I play for those gigs, but we can scratch all of that. Maybe keep some of the Ed Sheeran. You know, he's got it all going on. The songs, the voice.
And take a seat on a bench outside the bar.
You got it all going on, too.
The red fabric cushions provide a comfy spot.
You know, I consider myself more of a songwriter. Yeah, I sing my songs because I have to, but
I could try singing one of them. Who knows? Maybe with my voice it'd be a hit.
The waiter brings Tara her coffee.
That would be good for all sorts of reasons, including making my parents, who have very strong opinions about what I do, happy.
Noah continues to jot in his notebook.
Wife, girlfriend, partner, what would they feel?
None of the above, so no judgment.
Great, because there's this other thing that I was wondering if you'd help me out with.
Shoot.
Nothing major, just a quick video call with my mom, as, you know, my fiance.
Noah is confused.
I'm sorry, what?
My mom is one of the ones that thinks I'm getting married in the traditional sense, so I just need her to think that I am for a couple weeks until I can...
She air quotes with her fingers.
Wow, yeah. No.
What? Why not? It won't mean anything.
But that's the problem. Me saying I'm getting married when I'm not actually getting married is like bad luck or something, and I've had enough of that, so sorry. I'm gonna go.
Noah waves his hand.
All that.
Gets up from the couch, grabs his jacket.
But our first rehearsal tomorrow. I can bring along some of my originals if you want to hear them.
I do. Yeah. Maybe in the meantime you could just think about
it. He emphasizes with his notebook.
Got it.
Tara sips her coffee. Interior of Noah's van. He approaches. He unlocks the door and opens it. It's outfitted like a small motorhome. He kicks his feet up in the bed at the back. He grabs his notebook and pulls the cap off the pen. Parking enforcement sticks a ticket under his wiper.
No!
Noah jumps up from the bed.
No.
He opens the door.
Come on, it's still holidays.
The officer waves as he keeps walking away. Noah turns back his attention to the ticket. He briskly walks to the van and removes not one, but two different tickets. He looks back down the street towards the officer. He's clearly parked in a no parking zone. He stops to think for a moment. He has an idea. Closes the sliding door of the van and jumps in the driver's side. Exterior of Mike's lounge.
Tara, you've got this.
Tara paces.
I got this. Right? It's just your mom.
Nick is there for support. They're both dressed in all black.
They call their moms all the time. Yeah. FaceTime. Yeah.
Noah's van pulls up behind Tara.
Let's do it.
She makes the video call.
Hey, Mom.
Noah exits the van.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sure you want to hear more about this whole getting married thing. So
he quickly walks up behind Tara. Nick realizes what's going on.
Hey, Mom! Can I call you that? I mean, it's kind of, it feels kind of weird that I've never met you, but I am Noah, your daughter's fiancé.
You are?
Yeah.
Tara is just as confused as everyone.
We're also still surprised, but so
Mom looks away,
so
unconvinced.
Isn't that right, sweetheart?
Yes, so excited.
Noah, of course. I recognize you from the photo Tara sent.
See, you have kind of met, right?
They both nod.
Day, you know, in the new year when things are less busy, I'm sure you will. On that note, though, we should probably get going.
Yeah.
But I promise I'm going to get you caught up later. Okay. Bye, Mom. Love you.
They both wave.
Bye, Mom.
Tara ends the call. Nick can't believe what they just pulled off.
That went really well.
Noah outstretches his arms.
I thought you said this was bad luck.
No worse luck than my van getting towed by unpaid parking tickets, and it's kind of where I'm laying my hat right now.
Tara knowingly nods.
A solid back.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this whole Mikasa, Sukasa thing, but I can't help you with room.
But I'm sure there's a place that you could park your van, like at the back of the club. Because Noah, I mean, wow. How great is he for doing that, right?
Noah looks for confirmation.
Yeah, sure. Park away.
Yeah? Oh!
Noah claps his hands together in prayer.
I promise, I'm not going to be parked
there forever. And a quick fish shake.
Because I've got this feeling that Garth Bryant is coming through town, and when he does, bam! I am out of here, sweetheart.
Yeah. But the whole, sweetheart thing.
It's too much.
A little bit.
I'm going to...
Noah points back towards his van. Nick chuckles. Tara smiles and giggles a little. Daytime aerial of the tight neighborhoods.
I can't believe he's going to be your accompaniment.
Sydney walks over to the table with her coffee and day planner.
I'm going to be crushed when she finds out you
broke. Lauren brings Tara a coffee.
Well, at least it'll give her hope that it could happen one day.
They all drink from the same blue matching mugs.
Well, except for the whole committing to yourself thing.
But that's also about Tara pursuing her goals. Although not being pressured is one of her goals.
Okay, can we get back on point here? Look, I'm happy. My mom's happy. Noah's happy because he has a place to park. So let's just be happy. I gotta do a little work before I do rehearsals.
Oh, but I need you to sample the cake for the party.
Yeah, and Nick needs you to confirm decorations before
Tara gets up from the table.
Fine. Let's meet back in the lounge.
Tara walks past them and towards her desk. A string of CDs hangs on the back wall.
I can't decide if I'm excited or freaked out.
Oh, I'm officially freaked out.
Hey, Kyle.
Carol moves the clean glasses at the back of the bar.
Comes in. Could you let me know, right?
Tara shows him a pic on her phone.
Boyfriend?
Seriously? Have you not heard anything I said the other night?
She walks out into the bar.
Go.
Tara is face down with her phone. A waitress sets out menus on the tables. Noah practices one of his songs. Tara slowly approaches. She brushes her hair back off her face. Noah sees her and stops. He smiles slightly.
That was nice.
I'm just goofing around. Perfect parking spot, by the way.
Is that where you live, in your van?
Not all the time. Just when I'm out on the road, it's easier and cheaper than finding a short-term rental. Mm-hmm.
Tara stands on the outside edge of the stage.
Just the last few months. Before that, I was like you, bobbing from gig to gig.
Does this mean you've settled in?
If I get my big break, then I'll be out of here.
She steps up on the stage.
What's this?
Tara picks up the sheet music from the piano.
Sent to AMA Records.
And?
Denied.
Play it.
Yeah.
Shine a light on this road. Going west on the 201. Still a family affair, but I know that I won't see you there again. In the parlors that you planted, never seem to outlive your magic. We'll never forget the way you stood tall through it all in this small town. Like a ghost in this small town, we are left to figure it all out now. And you'll never, oh, you'll never give out.
What, did I butcher it?
No. No, you made it sound incredible.
Noah looks up at Tara.
Told you. Now, we should get rehearsing.
Yeah.
So, daytime exterior, Mike's lounge. But inside, Noah and Tara sit on the stage working over the set list.
Hey, all I'm doing is singing what you wrote, so if it sounds great...
The Love Club has arrived, boxes in hand.
Hey, you two.
They wait patiently.
Oh, hey.
It's cake tasting time.
What?
Cake tasting and stuff for the party.
Oh, I'll let you go then.
Oh, no. You should stay. You should stay. I mean, there's more than enough cake, right?
Yeah. Tons.
Tara nudges encouragement.
Oh.
The Love Club pull out their slice of cake and present it.
Me and the chef from the diner, although he wasn't...
They place the empty boxes on the bar stools.
Until I showed him Theo's grilled cheese with mayonnaise trick. It is better than butter.
Okay, everybody dig in.
Noah affirms with a point of his finger.
How about you two do the tasting, because we've already eaten, so...
Seriously, Nick hands forks to both Noah and Tara.
Okay, well, you guys aren't game.
Wait, I've entertained at enough weddings to know this is how we're supposed to do... this.
Noah grabs a large forkful of the cake.
Okay.
And he feeds Tara, who barely gets it in her mouth. Tara gets an even bigger piece of the cake and feeds Noah.
Oh, you just got a little.
She smushes a little into his face.
Guys, I think you're missing the essence of the tasting.
You know what?
Noah grabs a large piece of the cake with his bare hands and shoves it into Tara's mouth. Tara returns the favor. The cake is smushed all over Noah's mouth. They are enjoying themselves way too much. Tara picks a small piece off his nose. Sun sets across the rocky landscape. Nighttime exterior, the back of Mick's lounge. Noah's van is parked with the door open.
Lewis. This is Noah.
He sits on the floor.
I was just calling to see if you had a chance to listen to any of those songs that I'd sent. Yeah, no, I totally understand. Yeah, I just thank you for the consideration. All right.
Noah ends the call and puts his phone on the floor. He throws his head back and sighs deeply. Nighttime exterior of the downtown streets.
Hey.
Tara turns the corner. She bumps into Noah.
You good?
All good, yeah. Except for some fresh air. You?
Yeah, same. Just working on the playlist in the van and it gets pretty stuffy in there.
You want to,
Tara motions down the street. They begin a slow stroll.
So your mom seemed pretty excited. I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, she's pretty excited about the idea of me getting married, even though her marriage ended, you know?
Guessing it didn't end well.
Well, not if you think a happy ending is coming home from school, finding out your dad's gone.
Oh, so sorry.
Well, yeah, life happens.
So you and your mom are pretty close then?
She was pretty torn apart when my dad left us. So we did lean on one another, except, you know, that meant all of her insecurities about being left alone fell on me, which has only made me more independent from it all, you know? Sorry, I don't know.
Tara stops and turns.
So what's going on with the playlist?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's done. All except for the first song, you know, the big number that kicks the night off. Since this night's all about you, I thought, well, maybe you should pick that. Maybe even write one?
I don't write songs, I just sing them.
Maybe we could come up with something together, like you do the lyrics, I compose the melody.
Well, that's such a bad idea, except I've never tried writing anything before.
Don't worry. You know, because if a song comes from there.
Noah points to her heart.
It'd be pretty great. Anyway,
Noah glances down the street.
On my path. Good night, Tara.
Night.
Tara smiles warmly. The Love Club enters the patio of Mike's lounge. They're carrying milk cartons of supplies for the party.
So, is this a love song, or...?
Kinda, I guess.
They stroll past the red furniture.
I just can't wait to hear what melody he creates for it.
The girls climb the stairs at the back of the club.
It's my song, but I'm not a songwriter, so either way, I felt like...
Like
therapy. Who knows, maybe instead of telling my mom that Noah and I aren't engaged anymore, I'll write her a song about it.
The girls step through the rear entrance of Mike's lounge. There stands her mother.
Hello, darling.
Mom, what are you doing here?
What do you mean? I'm here to meet the man you've decided to finally marry.
Hey!
Tara slowly approaches her mother.
A wedding, but I have this idea.
Tara's mom. She's here, right there.
Looks like we need to add another shrimp to the bobby.
Tara walks over and grabs Noah's hand. She walks him towards her mother.
This is my mom.
She wears
Noah.
A tan coat over top of an orange jacket.
Mom in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is such a...
Noah shakes hands.
And quite
mom surprise. Grins wide.
A surprise to all of us. But it's a great surprise, of course. We met, by the way, on the video call. I'm Nick.
Sid. Me too.
Lauren. We haven't met yet, but it's a pleasure.
It's wonderful to meet you all. Now, what's this about the wedding?
Oh, that. Well, you know me. I like to do things my way, so... When we do it, it won't be a wedding in a traditional way.
No, that's right, because it's not just a wedding, it's also a New Year's Eve party. How fun is that?
Huh? You're getting married on New Year's?
Well,
No, not this New Year's. That would just be nuts.
To say the least.
Right? Imagine.
Well, I'm just happy to meet you, Noah. Perhaps we could all have dinner. I'd like to be home before the new year, so I'm only here for a couple of days.
Perfect. We'll get you sorted.
Tara, is someone on the phone RSVPing for your wedding?
Kyle, behind the bar, holds up the phone. Her mom slowly turns and looks back at Tara.
Noah quickly scurries off.
Tara turns back to her mother and smiles. Interior of Tara's home. She opens the door and lets her mother in.
Look, I know it sounds crazy, trust me, but I don't like all of the bells and whistles, and a big wedding would just freak me out, so I figured I'd just have a small party here, do it, and then surprise you. But if you want me to wait, really, I could.
Tara's mom stands with her back to her. She looks at the wedding dress. She turns, smiling and crying.
I'm so sorry. I should just be honest.
Mom shakes a little.
Wearing my dress. Of course I am.
Mom fights back the tears.
We won't wait.
She unzips the garment cover off the dress.
You're gonna look beautiful in it, I just know it.
Daytime aerial of the suburbs. Interior of Mike's lounge. Tara lays on the couch, her head on the armrest. Noah enters.
Hey. You okay?
No. I mean, this whole thing is getting way out of control. What's crazy is all these little white lies about the dates and the boyfriends. It was just to make my mom happy. So she'd know I wasn't alone. She was so sad when my dad left us. I just didn't want to upset her even more. I thought it was harmless. Until now.
Sounds like...
Noah grabs a mustard-colored chair from the table and places it beside the couch. He sits.
It is.
You know, writing songs helps me unload. Did you try it?
Actually, I did.
What?
Noah gives her a gentle tap on the leg. Tara throws her head into her hands.
Not much. I don't have a lot. I don't have the chorus written.
Just give it up. Come on.
Tara reaches into her back pocket and hands him a piece of paper. Noah takes it and unfolds it. He looks up and nods slightly. He gets up from his chair and walks over to the keyboard. He takes a seat at the stool. Tara stands up from the couch and slowly walks over to join him.
Okay. Yeah. Jump in.
I don't know if you've been told. I'm searching for that finer gold. Someone that'll take my hand and won't drag me down. Again.
That's really nice. Keep going.
I don't know if you're the one. Don't I love that it's too tough? I've seen all what it can do. I've seen how we can only lose.
Tara stops. They smile at each other.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty great so far. Mind if I jump in? Just...
No, go for it.
So what would happen if I stayed? I'm used to leaving them this way. It's always been my path to run.
Tara is enamored by Noah.
Not look back on the fun.
She shares a bright smile.
I like it.
They sit very close together at the piano.
Yeah, maybe we could add a little drama to it.
Drama?
Right. Yeah.
So something like...
Noah throws his hands up in drama.
Too much?
Yeah, just a little.
Their eyes lock. Noah leans in to kiss. Tara gets a notification on her phone.
It's a love club.
What club?
Apparently my mom's been asking a lot.
She stuffs her phone back in her pocket and gets up from the piano stool.
Make sure you write down what we just did, because seriously.
She slowly backs away from Noah.
Don't worry.
Noah smiles, lyrics in hand. Tara comes down the stairs from the office. She walks into the bar.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nick sits at a table.
So what happened?
Well, your mom was peppering me with so many questions about the wedding, and I may have offered a few too many details about the food and the venue and the flowers and...
Oh, no. Okay, so where is she?
She is with Sid going over the menu. But that is not everything.
What else is there?
Tara drops her head in concern.
Well,
Nick takes Tara's hands.
We are now officially your bridesmaids!
Tara smiles, a little awkwardly, and sighs deeply. Exterior nighttime view of the city. Tara pours champagne into Lauren's glass.
Yep. But seeing as you're my bridesmaids now, we may as well have an impromptu shower.
She fills a glass for Sydney, who sits at the table. Sydney sips the champagne.
Your mom is intense.
Where is she?
She's back at the hotel. I think she exhausted herself.
So, this wedding is happening?
Does it really even matter what we're celebrating? As long as it's a party, because honestly, all I want is to ring in a year of something better. Trust me, it may look fab, but singing mediocre gigs and taking selfies with randoms to appease your mom is not. I mean, to me, all of you are way more fab. Lauren, you've got your art gallery. Nick, you're a hot designer, okay? And Sid, you got your restaurant. What do I have?
A beautiful voice.
And us.
Nick pulls Tara in for a hug. They squish their faces together.
Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you and all your men come move here and we could start like a commune?
I like that. The love club commune.
So Kyle approaches from behind and tops off the girl's glasses.
Have to go.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I love that the year of Tara is about pursuing your dreams, but I don't know, the idea of doing it on your own sounds lonely. So, why don't you just open up to the idea of sharing your fabulousness with someone? And you can't convince us that you're not fab.
I agree.
In the words of the late, great Patrick Swayze in Ghost, ditto. Though, as unrealistic as this commune idea is, I actually kind of love it. I just think that maybe we should do it on a beach.
Yes, with a hot Latin bartender called Carlos.
The girls cheer their glasses. Daytime exterior of Mike's lounge. Lauren sips coffee sitting beside Sydney on the couch.
It's like magic in a mug.
Hey,
Tara enters the office.
My mom's going to be joining us after she calls about a minister.
Whoa,
Sydney jumps up from the couch and jogs over to Tara.
But it's like we figured out.
She takes a seat at her desk.
Go through with it, and then I soften the blow by telling my mom that Noah and I are better off as friends.
Noah steps into the office.
Okay, how come this plan sounded better when Nick was pitching it last night?
Where is she?
Hi, excuse me, sorry. Did you just say annulment?
That's right, now that we have to actually get married.
Noah walks over to Tara.
I thought
you thought what, that this train was going to veer off the track? Hey, Mom!
Mom enters the office.
Not as impossible to find one as you made it out to be.
Great. Get your coffee.
Tara taps her mom on the shoulder as she walks past. Noah takes a seat,
Noah.
Distraught.
Where's the engagement ring?
Noah is stunned, unprepared.
Right, Noah? In fact, Tara...
Noah laughs nervously.
I'm gonna go and pick one out.
Pick one up.
This morning.
Yes, I was.
Mom is growing suspicious.
Actually...
Tara hands her her coffee.
Right? So we better hurry and get that ring.
She cuddles to Noah and helps him stand.
See you later.
She grabs her coat and they leave.
I have to go on a 20K or something.
Sydney quickly follows behind, leading Lauren alone with the mom.
Jolly good day.
Lauren stands awkwardly, hands crossed.
So
interior of the jewelry store.
Business. May I help you?
A clerk in a dark suit and light shirt greets them.
Wedding rings, you know, an engagement ring and a few bands. Nothing fancy, they just need a fit.
First, let's get you both sized.
Right. The clerk grabs the sizing bands. He slips one over Tara's finger.
Let's try this one. And here I always picture my actual wedding to actually...
And then Noah.
I'm sorry, what's your return policy?
7 days.
Perfect.
Tara nervously turns.
What do you think?
Noah stands, slack-jawed.
Can you give us just a minute?
The clerk nods, smiles, and leaves.
Okay, I get the whole trying to make your mom happy thing, but this all feels like a poker bluff that is going to go seriously wrong.
Well, getting married is a gamble. You can't be sure that whoever you're marrying won't break your heart.
Noah leans back against the counter.
But the day I get married, even if it's just for that one day, I'll know how it feels to be so in love that I can't see myself living my life without that person walking down the aisle with me. So, yeah, that's a gamble that I'm willing to take.
The clerk approaches from behind. He sets some rings down on the counter.
I'm sorry. I have been so caught up, I haven't stopped to think about how this affects you.
So if you want to call it quits...
Noah turns his gaze to Tara.
I get it.
The clerk looks on.
Except I can't. Because the thought of leaving you stranded just feels so wrong.
Noah reaches over the counter and grabs one of the rings.
I mean, hey, we've come this far. So you know what they
say? He holds the ring up.
If the ring fits.
Tara lifts her hand, and Noah slides the ring on. She smiles.
Wedding bands.
The clerk opens the display and reaches for the band box. Daytime, Tara and Noah stroll down the sidewalk. A long row of rental bicycles is lined up behind them. They both smile widely.
I gotta say, I sense a hit in the making.
Well, if Garth Bryant really is lurking around town and hears it, I promise I will share the credit.
And I'll be happy to ride your coattails.
Seriously, though, thank you for everything.
Well, it's been a wild ride in a weird and fun kind of way.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like you say, we'll just annul it. Like it never happened.
Reality hits Tara.
Yeah. You know, you can park at the club for as long as you need to. It's
Noah
least I
chuckles
can do.
And smiles.
But as appealing as that sounds, I'm still hoping to be back on the road to Garth's studio. But hey, maybe we'll both be out of here.
Maybe.
Tara looks up.
I'm gonna stop and get a few things for the big day.
Okay. Well, if you're wondering, I'll take a simple boutonniere, nothing too fancy.
Oh, very funny. It's funny.
Oh, what? What, I don't get a say in any of the planning?
Tara smiles and walks into the store alone. Kyle accepts Tara's wedding dress. Her mom pulls down her glasses for a better look.
Is that leather?
It is. Isn't it fabulous? Just came in for Tara. I bet it's for New Year's.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm her mother. I'll take it and make sure it's hung in her closet.
Kyle hands mom the dress.
Thank you.
He enters Mike's lounge. Tara enters her kitchen. She takes off her jacket and coat. She drapes them over the stool and taps them. She walks into the living room.
Heavy opens deep.
She sees the dress hanging off the wardrobe. She lifts it up and has a closer look.
Stretched out on.
She opens the wardrobe and hangs the dress inside. She looks at another dress that's hanging. She lifts it out of the wardrobe. It's her mother's wedding dress. She lets the fabric flow through her hands. She holds it up against her body and looks in the mirror. She folds the dress over her arm and pulls a book from the table. She hangs the dress on the back of the wardrobe door. She sits on the bench. Children's first songbook. She flips the cover. Never stop singing, baby girl. XO, dad. Happy 8th birthday. A picture of a young Tara and her dad. She stares at the picture. Lauren enters the room. She stops at the doorway.
Hey, I need to ask you about the seating plan which your mom is insisting on.
Tara smiles and shifts over, making room for Lauren to sit beside her.
Is this your dad?
Tara exhales deeply.
Yeah. It's just an old photo I kept. It's like the only one, really.
Lauren looks over the card.
How long after this did he leave?
Tara takes it from her hand.
Months.
Fights back the tears. Lauren comforts her.
You know, when I was on the verge of leaving my marriage, I couldn't understand myself how I can go from loving someone so much to being ready to walk away.
Tara nods.
But that's love. peaks and valleys. Sometimes you go down the mountain together. Sometimes you don't. Listen to me.
Tara slides over, and Lauren gives her a big hug, comforting her. Nick sets up the centerpieces on the table. Tara enters.
What's all this for? Oh, yeah.
She walks over to greet Nick.
It's for the rehearsal dinner.
We're doing that?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing everything else. Plus, your mom was bugging me about it, so.
Tara reaches in to touch one of the centerpieces.
What? The ring.
Nick can't hold back her excitement. Nick takes Tara's hand.
It's perfect.
Kind of is, isn't it?
Does this mean you're going to keep it?
I might. Mm-hmm. I was going to get one anyway to signify my commitment to, you know, myself.
Mm. Nick nods and smiles.
It's really great of Noah to be doing all this.
Yeah, it is. Especially since he's such a doomed romantic. Which probably makes him such a great songwriter. I gotta tell you, this song we're writing really feels like it could be something.
Oh, really? Maybe like a Rama Lama Ding Dong? You know,
yeah.
Together forever.
Oh, yeah.
Tara's mom enters the store. She removes
Mom.
Her dark sunglasses.
How was your sleep?
Better than your fiancé. I just saw him emerge from a van. What's he doing sleeping?
Nick is alarmed.
Oh, I mean, he's just staying there because my friends are staying with me.
Yeah.
Plus, he's always up late writing music, so.
Mm-hmm. So he's a musician. Could be worse.
Nick glances at Tara awkwardly.
Now he's going to take me to see where this wedding's unfolding.
The girls point at each other.
Let's go. Yeah. Guys.
Nick gives Tara a little push. Tara turns back, scowling at Nick. Nick throws her hands in the air. Interior of Mike's lounge.
Where you work?
Why not?
Why not a church?
Because I told you. You know, I want it to feel more like a celebration. And hey, we got the minister.
Oh, Sydney walks past Tara.
We got a minister.
She quickly pulls her back.
Great.
Yeah, he's great.
What about your vows? Have you written them?
Actually, we're not...
Tara pulls Sydney closer for protection.
Really, Tara, if you were serious about this, which clearly you're not...
Actually, the vows are going to be sung in a song to go with the theme of the venue.
That's right.
Tara begins to nod.
Hmm. Well, at least that's something.
Mom gives a judgmental look. Busy downtown nighttime traffic.
I was thinking if we
at the rehearsal dinner.
So we don't actually say I do, then maybe we won't be officially married.
You really think the minister or your mom won't find that out?
Tara wears a bronze blouse. Lauren wears navy blue.
Yeah.
They sip from their wine glasses. Noah enters and closes the door behind him. He waves to Tara. She waves back. She walks over to join him.
Wow, this is something. And those are, if we get a sign.
Yeah. We do.
Nick approaches Lauren. They put their arms around each other.
Okay, looks like everyone's here, so please have a seat. And the first.
Sydney emerges from the kitchen.
No, why don't you stay on that side?
The Love Club mom and Noah take seats at the table. Noah pulls out the chair for Tara.
Okay.
Mom is still suspicious. Noah shakes out his napkin, places it on his lap.
You're a musician.
A songwriter, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would I know any of the songs you've written?
Well,
he searches for an answer.
No.
The girls look at each other.
I haven't anything produced, per se, but I am working.
Mom looks away, unimpressed.
Noah is an amazing.
She sips her wine.
I mean, you should hear the music he's written for some lyrics I wrote. It just took them to a whole other level. I'm sure that it's only a matter of time before everyone else recognizes how talented he is.
Mom genuinely smiles. Noah takes Tara's hand. Nick is surprised.
Okay, cream of mushroom soup.
Sydney brings the bowls of soup to the table. She's curious why the girls are grinning. Sydney takes a seat beside Lauren. Mom stands and grabs her glass. She taps it with a knife.
I think it's time I said a few words about this apparent whirlwind.
Everyone grabs their glass.
I know my daughter. And I know all those times you told me you weren't alone. It wasn't.
Her focus stays fixed on Tara. Mom glances over at the love club.
But this, however this happened.
Mom smiles warmly.
That what you two have is real.
Tara and Noah are surprised yet accepting.
May this journey you're on together continue to be full of surprises.
Noah looks over at the love club.
To Tara and Noah.
Nick raises her glass. Everyone joins and cheers. Nighttime exterior of the quiet city streets.
Well, that was...
I know. I don't think I've ever seen my mom so genuinely happy.
Tara and Noah stroll side by side.
We sure did.
They slow their pace to a stop.
Yeah, fine.
She turns to Noah and smiles.
We should probably get some sleep before the big day.
Noah salutes her. She turns and leaves. Noah turns, but suddenly stops.
Thanks for believing in me.
Tara, unknowingly, is enamored. Noah looks away, turns, and leaves. Tara does the same. Lauren arranges the reservation card. Sydney sets down a tray of clean glasses. Nick approaches with a large bouquet.
I had Theo Curry in my old grad dress.
You really do hold on to everything.
Tara walks in slowly.
I wanted to show you your...
Nick grabs the magenta and orange flowers.
I tried not to make it too flowery.
That's she hands them to Tara, who is obviously thought preoccupied.
Okay? I don't know. This all feels so wrong, but...
She plays with the petals between her fingers.
That makes sense.
Totally makes sense, especially if you actually like Noah.
Nick looks at Sydney with affirmation.
Well, that would just be crazy, wouldn't it? Oh, I can't be crazier than all this.
Okay, but seriously, I just met the guy. He's just doing me a favor.
Except what he's doing for you is pretty big.
Yes, he is literally marrying you.
Mm-hmm. Only for a few weeks, and then it's over. Well, except maybe... it doesn't have to be.
Think about this.
Lauren walks around the table.
When you think about the year of Tara, does it make you feel happy to...
She sits on the edge.
Alone? Or with Noah?
Tara looks up, turns and walks away. The love club follows as she walks away.
I was supposed to have my year and he wasn't supposed to be in it.
Well, you can't stop love.
Tara spins around.
No one, right?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nick throws up her hands, lips pursed.
Except stupidly.
Tara slinks down into a chair.
I do love him in some weird way. This is a disaster. Hey, no.
Tara is full of regret.
No, it's not. Look at who you have helping you with all this.
She gestures to the love club.
It's the love club.
Tara laughs.
Oh, yeah, I guess this has turned into a bit of a mess.
A bit? This train came off the tracks days ago.
But it can be set right if you're honest and you just tell Noah how you feel. No,
Tara is terrified.
Tara, of all of us, you're the one to do the things that none of us would dare to do. Like get up in front of a room full of strangers and sing your heart out. It's why all of us live a little vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm. Then why does this scare me?
Because putting your heart on the line is supposed to be scary.
Terrifying.
But it's okay, because you're gonna put your big girl pants on, and in true fab fashion, tell Noah how you feel.
Tara smiles nervously.
I don't know.
On the stage, Noah plays piano and sings. Tara comes down the stairs.
Seen all of what it
One of the staff arranges flowers amongst the tables. A bearded, scruffy-haired gentleman with glasses and a dark jacket enters the club. He slowly walks towards the stage. He stops to listen, hands in his pockets.
nothing healed. Seven heart.
He takes off his glasses and moves closer. Noah stops and grabs his songbook.
It's a nice ballad you got there.
Hera looks over, unaware of his presence.
You are Garth Bryant.
Noah excitedly looks down.
I didn't see you there.
Yeah, well,
he steps off the stage, hand extended. Tara takes a step back.
Why don't you come visit me in the studio?
Garth puts one foot on the stage.
I'm going to help you take that.
He reaches into his jacket pocket
into a chart topping hit,
and presents a business card. Noah accepts.
That would be amazing, but it's not my song. It's a collaboration.
Listen, kid, I'm trying to give you a break here, okay? Just you. Now you can either take it, or you can leave it.
Garth takes a handshake from Noah.
Good man. Yeah. Now we'll be in touch.
Garth backs away and leaves the bar. Noah is troubled. Tara turns and takes the back exit. Noah, confused, puts his hand on his head. The Love Club comes down the stairs.
Please.
Mom is waiting.
Have any of you seen Tara?
No, but I'm sure the blushing bride and groom will be arriving shortly. Where's Tara?
Noah walks up behind them.
I don't know. Haven't seen her all day.
You haven't?
Oh. Can I?
He carries his songbook in his hand. Tara enters from behind.
So much for nerves. She's going full drama on this.
Noah glances over, concerned.
To every one of us. And you guys have been so supportive in making it happen. But the reality is, it shouldn't be. So, Mom, it's time that I told you the truth. Which is, Noah and I aren't really engaged. I don't even really know him. He's just
Tara's
some guy
eyes burn through
to be
Noah.
In the right place at the right time.
Noah is crushed.
I never wanted to get married. All I wanted was a party to celebrate me and my dreams and to kick off a year where I don't have to explain myself or pretend that I'm with someone. And clearly that was an epic fail. That is okay.
Mom looks down.
Because I'm back on track, and tonight I'm gonna have the celebration that I planned. And I'm gonna celebrate me, my commitment to myself, and the year of Tara.
She turns and walks away. Noah is saddened and upset. He shakes his head and walks past the girls, confused. The girls stand there, sullen. Mum swallows hard. Daytime exterior of Mick's lounge. Tara pushes the door open and exits. She closes her eyes and drops her head.
Whoa.
Noah comes out after her.
What was that all about? Did you think I should at least get a heads up? We were so close to
Close to what? Noah, I mean, you are going to go and live your life, and I'm going to
She steps
go and
angrily
mine.
Towards him.
So it's better if I just cut you loose now, so you don't have to worry about any bad luck. We both know that we're in this for ourselves. So now you're free. Go chase that record deal like you planned. Have a banner year of Noah. One
she turns
thing.
To leave, but stops.
Take your van off the property by the morning.
Her eyes cold. Noah throws his arms up in the air. Interior of Tara's house. She walks with the wedding dress folded over her forearm. She steps into the closet and hangs up the dress.
Hey!
The Love Club enters.
Pre-wedding jitters?
Nothing happened. Other than Noah got the break that he came here for.
She walks over to join them.
Why wait for him to walk
out? She takes off the engagement ring.
And he takes our song and makes it.
And puts it back in the jewelry box, snaps it shut.
Are you sure that's what he's doing? I mean, maybe you just need to talk to him.
Not you, Sid. Okay, I'm not gonna give him a chance to make phony promises. Maybe this is one of those signs that you believe in, Nick, that I should just do what I had planned. Because like you say, Laura, honesty is the best policy. So if you'll excuse me, I have a party to
Tara, wild-eyed, exits the room. The girls look at each other and exit through the front door. Mom is waiting for them.
You know what? I know you have a lot of questions for Tara. I just don't think she's in any position to answer them.
I don't need to question my daughter because I knew this whole wedding or party or whatever you all concocted.
Mom fiddles with her sunglasses.
Okay. Of course. I've watched Tara mumble through the story she makes up for years now. But the difference here is this story could have a happy ending. So, ladies, how are you gonna fix this?
The Love Club smile. Daytime exterior of Mike's lounge. Noah is prepping his van to leave. He puts the percolator in the coffee mug under the sink. He closes the door and steps up into the driver's seat. He sighs heavily. He grabs the ring box and opens it, stares at it, and then does some contemplation. He snaps it shut. The Love Club enters Mike's lounge.
Take her song, their song, and record it without her.
I agree, especially if her mom saw their connection. And but I swear, that woman will see through your soul if you let her.
Hey, Tara.
Kyle steps forward.
That piano man left you this.
He hands Nick the ring box. She opens it up. It's the wedding rings. She snaps it closed. The girls snap into action. An exit through the front door.
What are we gonna do?
The van is nowhere to be seen.
I don't have laces.
The Love Club breaks into a sprint in heels. Dusk falls over the cityscape. Tara enters the club in a short white skirt with matching white boots. She turns on the light in the decorated club. She slowly strolls towards the stage. She steps up onto the stage. She sits down at the piano stool. Her eyes dart about the room. She looks down at her phone. From Noah, make sure to sing our song tonight. She shakes her head slightly. Mom enters the club. She wears a long orange jacket. Tara smiles wide.
Sorry, Mom. I don't know how all this got so out of control. I mean, I know how.
Mom takes a seat beside her on the piano bench.
I convinced myself it was better to go along with it. Better for you.
Tara, I'm the one who is sorry that you feel you've had to prop me up. Especially when you've needed propping yourself.
Fine. I got this. I'm good on my own. I'm better.
Stop. Your father leaving hurt. It hurt us both. But I'll tell you one thing. I'd put on my wedding dress and do it all over again. Because you can't experience that kind of heartbreak unless you've experienced love. So what would sadden me the most from all of it would be if it stopped you from following your own true heart.
Tara begins to well up. Mom pulls her in tight for a close hug. Their faces squish together. She rubs her shoulder and back. Nighttime aerial view of the city. Exterior of Mike's lounge. Tara makes her way through the small crowd in her white dress. Kyle chases her down.
Tara, check out the date I saw.
He lifts his glass to the handsome gentleman behind them.
I know what you said about the app, but I'm really feeling it.
Ignore what I said. Go for it.
Hey, by the way, do you play piano?
Yeah.
Kyle nods. Tara motions towards the stage.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say thank you.
Tara is on stage, mic in hand.
And the year of Tara. Woo! So, to kick off the festivities, how about a real crowd pleaser? An Ed Sheeran cover.
The Love Club enters with Noah in tow. Tara looks over. They make eye contact. Nick gives Noah a push.
What are you doing here? I figured you'd be halfway to Micah Records by now.
You figured a lot of things. Like that I'd want to sing our song without you, but why would I? When we make such great music together. It's exactly why I called Garth Bryant back here.
He motions over to Garth. Noah quickly steps up on stage.
He's gonna leave. Are you ready?
Ready.
Tara motions for the band to join them.
Change of plans, everyone.
The Love Club moves closer to the stage.
We're gonna
Garth stands. He shakes his head.
One, two, one, two, three.
The guitar player straps on his instrument. Mom smiles, proud. Garth stops and listens. He likes it. The Love Club beams with smiles. Kyle smiles at his date. Garth leans against a post. His attention is captured.
So what would happen if I stayed? I'm here, still leaving them this way.
Kyle freshens up the Love Club. Garth nods in approval. Noah and Tara look deeply into each other's eyes. The Love Club applauds. Tara raises Noah's arm. They take a bow. He grabs her hand in his.
So maybe this wasn't bad luck after all. At least I hope not, because I've fallen for you, Tara Williams. And even though I don't think we should get married tonight, I do think we should give this a shot. For real this time. You and me, what do you say?
Well,
Garth approaches.
I say, I'll see you both in the studio.
Huh? The Love Club realizes what's happening. Garth slaps Noah on the back.
Fantastic.
Shakes hands with Tara.
Right. Oh my God! I mean, did he? Are we?
Tara grabs Noah and gives him a deep kiss. The Love Club is surprised.
So is that a yes?
Tara smiles and nods in excitement.
Yes, I think we should give this a shot.
We're here to chasing the dream. Together.
They again kiss. Noah dips Tara. The Love Club runs over to join the celebration. They all hug and dance. Even Mom gets in on the action.
So lost without you.